Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope y'all having a wonderful day out there today, man. Y'all having a blissful day. Hope everything going well for y'all, and y'all stay prayed up, man. Praying to God, Father Yahweh, and just, making sure that you're on point with Him, and you're abiding in His laws and His ways, because that's the only way that our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, mentally and spiritually, we could be free from all things, by knowing about the Father and knowing what He created the world to be for us and what we are to do in the world as an assignment for God, as being devoted for Him, staying close to Him and joining His team, joining His family, His royal family, and getting out of the hands of Satan and the mind of Satan and what Satan and getting out of Satan plans, because if you part of Satan plans, you're abomination to God, and it mean that you are an enemy of God because you chose Satan. So the reason why people fear so much in this world, because we all, before we came to God, if we haven't been developed to overcome fear yet, we all once feared something in this world. If anything, to lose something or not have something or whatever the situation was, right? And we allow fear to overtake us, overpower us, Which, fear caused a lot of things, right? So, which is a curse. So, when you think about it, this world is systematically organized to make you fear of losing or not having. Because the world is all about gaining and maintaining and just having that power to have material things. That's what the world is all about. That's how they created it. God didn't create the world to be like that, right? Man created the world to be like that with their wicked imaginations. So with the imaginations of man creating the world to be like that, the schools and the whole system teaches to gain and try to maintain something that's not even tangible for you to take with you when you leave. So man fear of not having and man fear of lack of, right? So not knowing that the lack of knowledge can cause them, death, right? Because when you lack knowledge of something, you're not wise in it. You're not knowledgeable in it. You don't know anything in it, but you're doing it. Just because you part of the herd, you part of the sheep, getting controlled by what you call it? You're just being controlled. By the slave master, the slave owner, right? As you can see, like in the book of Nazar and Pharaoh, they were slave masters. They controlled a group of people and made those group of people live by what they wanted them to live by, and those people no longer knew what God wanted them to live by, what their God wanted them to live by, because they didn't know their God anymore. Because the way the book of Nazar and Pharaoh created the system, it was for those people to not know their God. And there was many other kings that was in the Bible that was wicked that did the same thing, that those two did. So when you realize that you live in the same world just like that, you just may be under presidents or prime ministers or whatever government, whatever you from, that they're part of the same system. They're part of that same thing. You see what I'm saying? Because they know if they don't teach you about your God, then they have total control over you, right? So when the way they can have control over you, if you adapt to their system, if you agree to their system, and if you only learn from their system. You see what I'm saying? Anything inside their system that you adapt to, that you agree to, that you make covenant with, you are bound to. You know what I'm saying? So then you become bound to these fake rulers, to these fake gods, these fake idols. You become bound to them. You know what I'm saying? Because you fear of not having, or you fear of losing and not maintaining. So when you fear these things, and it may be other different things that make people fear, but you know, so when you look, when you fear these things, the system now have control over you, to where then you don't want to overthrow them, you don't want to fight against them, you don't want to do nothing to them, you just want to get what they told you you're able to get, you know what I'm saying? And that's about it. So then by taking action into what they want you to do, you didn't have no time for God. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have no time to feed your spirit with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of things, because you're so occupied with, you know what I'm saying, working a job, and doing whatever other things that this world put in your face so that you can entertain yourself, right? So then it makes it harder for you to even get out of the system because you're so stuck in the system. You're stuck in the matrix. You're blinded to the whole fact of what they're doing to you because you have no other knowledge, of understanding of anything else that could possibly help you get out, which is God, Father, Yahweh, right? So you're controlled. You're being controlled, and you don't understand that you're being controlled. And even when somebody do tell you that you're being controlled, you don't know what to do once you hear that news. Once you hear that you're being controlled and this is why, and they point everything out to you, you don't know how to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you then become cursed, right? So since you become cursed, and well, you already been cursed. You know what I'm saying? But once you became cursed, then it's like, man, I don't know what to do now. You know, because now you lost. Now you're thinking like, what is this? Some people they just continue, and some people they find God, and some people they find other things, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna bring them into a whole nother systematic system to control them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you look at Genesis and you look at Adam and Eve, they was in the Garden of Eden, you know what I'm saying? But then Satan came with his system to take control over Eve's mind, right? And put her mind into a whole nother imagination, right? And then trick her out of what God had planned for her, and then she ended up tricking Adam out of what God had for him, right? So now it's a whole thing now, right? So then now when God asked Adam and Eve what they doing, you know what I'm saying, hiding, they didn't want to confess to God, you know what I'm saying, what they was hiding from, right? Because they knew they messed up, but because they didn't want to confess to him what they was, why they was hiding, that caused them to go through what they had to go through, right? Because all they had to do was confess. All they had to do was realize that God was the one again and confess to him. You know what I'm saying? But see, most people are not gonna confess, you know, that they're in bondage with this world because they fear that they're gonna lose what this world has promised them. You know what I'm saying? What the devil has promised them, they fear they're gonna lose that. They fear that they won't have that control that Satan promised them that they would have, like Satan promised Eve. You know what I'm saying? And Eve told Adam, they thought that they would have control of themselves, right? And control of what Satan has in his kingdom for them. That's what they wanted. So since that's what they wanted, like that's what mankind wants, right? Then it's hard for them to even find God or come to, even if they know about God, to confess to God that they're wrong and that they want out and that they want his kingdom and they want his wealth and they want his inheritance, you know what I'm saying? And his abundance of blessings and all that, right? And his laws and living his ways and his will, right? Because man don't want to be, man don't want that boundary of not being able to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They want to be free to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to be free to do what you want to do because even in Satan's kingdom, you're not free to do what you want to do. You're still bound to some laws that they put in place, you know what I'm saying, to control you. And you go by them every day. So if you go by the laws of man every day, how hard is it to go by the laws of God every day? You see what I'm saying? Who created those men anyways? You know what I'm saying? Who created everything? So it's like you're going to stay in fear until you find God, Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Because you chose to be in bondage of man, you know what I'm saying? And be cursed instead of being in blessings of God and be blessed. You know what I'm saying? So God is going to allow you to have the fear among you because you choose to be a fear monger. You choose to let these people put fear among you because you chose the system of Satan. You know what I'm saying? Once you come out of that system, it's no fear, because then you understand that all the things that the devil promised you is not true. It's not real. You can't take it with you. You know what I'm saying? You see people leave this earth every day, and they may have all these things, but then they can't take that in the grave with them. You know what I'm saying? So you're supposed to put you're supposed to maintain your wealth in the spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Even though God blesses children with physical wealth, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we know that the spiritual wealth is way better than the physical wealth. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that we could take that with us. We're taking things that come with us eternal. We work more in things that's eternal, you know what I'm saying, than external, than outside of us, you know what I'm saying? Because those things are left behind to the next person, to the next generation, to your kids or to whoever, you know what I'm saying, attain them, right? So those things are not promised to be around once you leave and go, right? So you're fearing the wrong thing. You're fearing the wrong God, you know what I'm saying? And when we fear our God because we believe on him, we honor him, and we don't want to mess up because we devoted to him. You know what I'm saying? We're loyal to him. We honor him, respect him. You know what I'm saying? All these things, we love our God and his royal kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So we fear to mess up. You know what I'm saying? But it's not a fear like, oh, I fear to mess up with God. It's just like, you know everything. God has educated and put you into knowledge and wisdom on everything, to where you just, you rather do the right thing than to do the wrong thing because you know better. You know what I'm saying? When you don't lack knowledge, you know better, so you do better, right? So you don't want to do the wrong thing. So it's not a fear like, oh, I fear God, I'm going to do this because I'm doing this one little thing right here, and I think, I don't know if God like it. No, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Because God not like that. God is love. You know what I'm saying? If God was like that, if you're with God and you think God like that, then how did God accept you as a sinner? Don't you think God would have not accepted you as a sinner when you first came to him? So you can't come into the kingdom and be like, oh, I think God don't want me to eat this apple because Adam and Eve ate the apple. And you know what I'm saying? You just have a little lack of knowledge for the time being. You know what I'm saying? Until you understand that our Father is not like that, right? So you have to understand how he is so you can understand how you should be. And then you would fear to mess up, but you're not fearing like, oh, this, I ate this little apple. You know what I'm saying? So you recognize, you know what I'm saying, who our Father is by growing your intimacy with him. You know what I'm saying? And standing to the word. So, yeah, man. People fear because they caught up in the beast system. You know what I'm saying? When you caught up in the beast system, they're going to cause fear to come upon you. They're going to cause all these fake things to come upon you so that you can fear. You know what I'm saying? So that you can lack. So that you can never find God. And so that they can always maintain you and keep you in the bondage into the web that they want to keep you in, so that you can be stuck in it and never get out. And then they want you, excuse me, and then they want your kids to be in the same web and caught up in the same beast system so they can never get out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Understand what you need to understand, man, so that you can overthrow, you know what I'm saying, the mindset of Satan, the mindset of whatever nation you in. Overthrow it, man, because it's not right, and you know what I'm saying, it's a curse and it's a bondage. And as long as you stay cursed and stay in that bondage, you know, God can't help you, man. You know what I'm saying? The way he wants to help you. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that his mercy and grace won't be on you, but it's like, you know, how long are you gonna be, you know what I'm saying, stuck in this? You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the children of Egypt, not children of Egypt, but children of Israel, when they was in Egypt, they was in bondage. They was cursed when they was under Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh and all those other kings. You know what I'm saying? Because they had them slave. You know what I'm saying? They had them slave mentalities. You know what I'm saying? Doing slaveful things. You know what I'm saying? They was the slave masters over them. So a slave master is going to have total control over you because you don't have control over yourself. And then you're in bondage in their system. So you're bound to what their to their plan. You know what I'm saying? And God's plan is not there. So when God took them out, he told them, don't go back to Egypt. So don't bring your Egyptian ways over here. You know what I'm saying? Because I took you out of that. So your mindset has to be changed. You know what I'm saying? You have to gain some knowledge on things, and then you have to act upon what I'm teaching you, because if you don't, you're going to be caught up in their ways. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I love y'all. Hope y'all have a wonderful day. Peaceful day. Hope y'all take knowledge into this, he into this, and shalom. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful, blessful, peaceful day. Hope y'all enjoying y'all day. Hopefully y'all all prayed over y'all day, you know, so we can go out and come in blessed, you know, and have favor in our day, that the Father and our Mother and our Messiah give us peace, you know, for the rest of our day. So, yeah, man, I got some new teaching, you know, to help a lot of people out, whoever, you know, really don't understand the foundation of building a kingdom, you know, because in this world, you know, a lot of people think that they are supposed to be building their own kingdom, you know. So that's why a lot of men, you know, a lot of women, a lot of people who do come to the kingdom of God, they go astray. And that's why a lot of people, you know, that's not with God, stay astray, you know. They don't come at all, because a lot of people is caught up in building up their own kingdom, you know, but it's an error, you know. First off, you know, in order to build a kingdom, you need to understand who God is and what God has brought you on the earth to do for his kingdom, you know, because we all have to build up the kingdom of God, you know, before we can think about building up our kingdom, you know. That's why Yeshua say, Yeshua say, abide in me and I abide in you, you know. So as the Father, so as the Mother. So if we abide in God, then God will abide in us. But if we don't abide in God, then he won't abide in us. God Yahweh, right? So as we understand that, we must understand that there's an order and there's a structure to how we're supposed to go about building it. And as you look in the Word, you're seeing how King Solomon, he didn't know how to build the kingdom of God, but King David, his father, was taught how to build it. And King David taught Solomon how to build the kingdom of God, you know, because King David, he lived in war, but Father Yahweh wanted someone who was at peace. So his son came into the earth, and his son was able to live in peace, because King David warred for his son to have that peace because of what King David did for Father Yahweh. So since King Solomon was able to live in peace, then Father Yahweh was able to give him the correct cubits, you know, on how to build up the kingdom that Father Yahweh wanted to build up, right? So that lets you know that Father Yahweh is strategic and has structure for how to build his kingdom based on precepts, you know, of his foundation. So when you understand that, then you understand that we ourselves have to go about building up the kingdom of God in a strategic way also. Because when you also look at Moses, he also had to get instructions from Father Yahweh to build up the kingdom of God, right? And then Yeshua came into the earth. He had to get instructions on how to build up the kingdom of God also. That way, he was able to get the Holy Spirit to be able to leave the Holy Spirit for us to have, you know, so we can have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in all things. Because man was not given the wisdom, knowledge, in all things. Man was hiding it and keeping it for themselves to build up their own kingdom, so that they can have men under them to praise them, you know. So because they wanted to build up their own kingdom on earth, and they was, you know, priests and Pharisees, you know, and they wanted man to praise them and not man praise God, Father Yahweh had to send his own only begotten son to do the work, you know, to build up the new kingdom that was to come, right, which is in the New Testament. Well, Yeshua building it up, you know, and showing, you know, exactly how to minister into how to be a minister and how to minister into those who are coming into the kingdom of God, you know. So that way you have the foundation, you have the structure of how to do it. You know, our Father don't want us coming into this earth and building up our own kingdom, because now we will be putting our kingdom before his kingdom, you see. But when you don't realize, or you don't understand, you know, are you unaware that that's how the separation of us with Father Yahweh happens, then we fall short, because you'll be building up what men have taught you to build. You see what I'm saying? So it's not the fact that our Father don't want us to build up our own kingdom. It's the fact that he wants us to build up his kingdom first, and then he will give us instructions to establish our kingdom, and then he will establish our kingdom. You know, therefore, he's the big boss over our kingdom, because we put him first in everything, you know, and we the ones that do the work in the physical, you know, we the working vessels that do it in the physical for him. So he give us things that we love, he give us things that we desire, but in order for your things on this earth to be established and to be standing upright, you need to build up the Father kingdom first. So we all need to minister, you know, to those who need ministering too, you know, so that way we saving souls. You know, you're not saving souls by building a business and providing a service to people. You know, you're saving souls by working for the kingdom of God and giving them the word, which is Father Yahweh, so that they understand who they are, where they come from, and what life is all about, and who they should be serving, you know, so that they won't be serving the wrong gods, because there's many gods upon this earth, right? So now, when you understand that, that way they now have their ministry, you know, and they working for the kingdom of God, and they serving God, you know, they're not just saying that they of God, or that they and a religion, or that they have a relationship with God, but they actually working for the kingdom of God. You know, they have been hired by Father God Yahweh to work in this kingdom, because he built them up, you know, he revived them, you know, he renewed them, he restored them, he reformed them, to where now the old man is out and the new man is in. The old spirit of wickedness is out of them, and the new Holy Spirit is in them. So now they can live and serve Father Yahweh and Mother Ruach and Yeshua the right way, you know, by us living righteous, that's praising the Father. By us speaking his word to others, that's praising the Father. By us living righteously, that's praising the Father. By us doing the works for our Father, that's praising him. So in everything that we do, we praise the Father Yahweh, we praise the Mother Ruach, and we praise our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, you know. So that way, we're not working. Think about it. If we're working in those ways to praise them, and think about someone who's not working in that way to praise them, who are they praising? They're praising themselves, because they're building up their own kingdom. You see what I'm saying? So first step is to build up the kingdom of God. So you have to come in and find out who this God is, who Father Yahweh is, and what he like and what he love and how he is. You have to get intimate with him, you know, and study about him and get your whole heart within, so that you can gain faith, you know, and so that you can trust and believe on his word and believe on his name and believe on his son name, Messiah, so that you can receive the Holy Spirit and you won't be like the Pharisees and the wicked people blaspheming the Holy Spirit, you know, Mother Ruach HaKodesh. So that way you have clear understanding on how to have the government on your shoulders, how to have the divine mind to work for the kingdom of God, how to be an intellect as an intellectual person on the earth, and not be in ignorance, you know, and not be a wicked man or a wicked woman, you know. That way you're serving our Father to the best of your ability to perfection. That way he can perfect you in all things and give you great success by doing his works, by meditating in his word, you know. So that way now, when we pray and when we fast for things that we want, he would then give unto us, because we have gave unto him and done for him. You see what I'm saying? But most people, they like to pray. Most people just like to pray and want to receive things. And sometimes our Father give things, you know, because he wants to show you that he's real. He wants to show you that he's alive. He wants to show you that he hear your prayers. But do you turn to him, or do you take the gifts, whatever you pray for, do you take that and run off? And then now when hardship hit again, you know, you want to come back to the Father. He watching everything we do, you know. So then we have those who pray and fast but don't work for the kingdom of God. And that way a lot of things get answered. A lot of things, you know, coming forth to your life, but you still can't get ahead nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like a battle, you know. you're getting these things, you're getting these blessings, and prayers getting answered, but it's still a fight. You know, let's say you wanted 50%, you only getting 20%. Let's say you wanted 100%, you only getting 80%. You see what I'm saying? So in order to get the full 100%, in order to get the full 50%, you have to work in the kingdom of God. You have to serve God. You see what I'm saying? You have to praise God. You have to give him the praise in everything that you do. So therefore, you must understand that you're working for God and not working for yourself, you know, so that he get the praise and not you. You know what I'm saying? So that way you won't be stuck in traditional ways. That way you won't be stuck in traditional ways of man, you know, because when you're stuck in man tradition, then what happens? That calls you to think that you are God over people. That caused you to think that you like some of the kings that was in the Bible, that God gave them the position, you know, but them thinking like they gave themselves the position, they got there somehow, that they can now take man eyes off God and put man eyes on themselves and make man praise them and make man worship them and honor them, you know, when we shouldn't honor no man. So therefore, if you allow that to happen, then God gives and God takes, you know. He can raise a king up and he can bring a king down. He can raise a queen up and he can raise a queen. He can bring a queen down. So he can raise a child up and he can bring a child down. He can do that because he have those rights to do it. He have those legal rights to do it. If the child or the man or the woman is doing, you know, things that is abomination to the kingdom. You know, because God don't raise people up to tear down his kingdom. God raised people up to build up his kingdom, you know, to save souls, to help save souls. He used us as a vessel to help save souls, you know. So we have to be aware of the snare of the foul of the enemy, you know, because Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy, you know. So while we working on the kingdom of God, you got Satan who wants to come in and still kill and destroy what the works that we are doing, you know. So therefore, you have to avoid temptation. You have to be aware of the snare of the fowler of the enemy, you know. You have to be aware of your enemies, you know. You have to keep staying the law of our Father, so they have no legal rights towards, you know, towards you. So therefore, when they do come, they come in illegal. And what that means, if any enemy of yours or in the adversary of yours is coming illegal, right, and they have no rights at all to come against you, that give you the power to shake the Gentiles, right, of their kingdom and cut them in the head with the sword, with the word, with judgment, right? So therefore, when you ask on the Father and you call for our Father to come and help you, to be your backup, because these wicked ones, you know, are trying to be delivered, they're trying to run now, our Father is our back. He is our avenger. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, he will cut them. You know what I'm saying? He would chop them with the sword. He would chop them with judgment. He would put the ultimate judgment upon them because his child cried upon him, you know, because of what the enemies was trying to do to them, right? So when we shake the Gentiles of their kingdom, right, we got to shake it. We got to cut it at the roots, you know? So you got to always know the root cause of things in order for you to have an established foundation for the kingdom of God, you know? Must study and learn and appreciate and be thankful for the gifts and the blessings that he give us. But at the same time, when it's time to go to war, when it's time to go to battle, we must always have, you know, our shield. We must always have our sword, right? So therefore, we can cut them with the word. We can chop them with the word. We give the enemy no room, you know, to think that we want to be on this side, to think that we coming in agreement with them, you know? So that way, we're not denying him, you know what I'm saying, and we're not agreeing with him, but we binding him up, we binding his cohorts up, we binding the legions up, we binding the principality spirits up, we binding our enemies up, any witches, any warlocks up, we binding them up, you know. So therefore, they won't be able to accomplish anything that they're trying to do, because we live upright, we live in righteous, upright, in a 90 degree angle, right? And therefore, anything that they try to do to come against us, everything will be shut down, you know, because they have no legal rights. Our Father would deal with them, you know. But if a person is living in sin, that make it hard for the father to respond on their behalf because they're living in sin, and therefore those wicked ones got legal rights, you know. So you got to cut all legal rights, you know what I'm saying? You can't be living, indulging in sin and doing all type of things that you shouldn't be doing, because that only cause, you know, for you to be for your prayers and your prayers to be prolonged, you know, and your blessings to be prolonged, you know, because Satan wants to take all things that God has for us, you know. He's a robber, he's a thief, he's a robber, you know, and he like to steal, kill, and destroy. So you must understand your enemy, so therefore you won't fall in the trap, the snare of the fowler, or the temptation, you know. And majority of the ways, the main ways that the enemy try to come for God's children is with words, you know, as he did with Eve. He came to Eve with words. He tricked her with words. He confused her with words because she didn't know the word. Therefore, she fell short, you know. She fell short to be able to bind them up, because we don't bind them. We don't bind the enemies up with what we want to say. We bind them up with the word of God, because when you look at Yeshua, and Satan had Yeshua on the mountain, Yeshua bind him up with the word, you know. So, therefore, we must do the same thing, because when we send the word to the Father, he answers, because that's his word. You know, it's not our word, it's his word. We talk to Father Yahweh back with his language, you know. But we must be living right, living righteous and holy, you know, to the best of our ability to be able to get the fullness thereof, the great success that our Father promised us, the inheritance that he promised us, you know. Because that's what the enemy want to do. They want to keep us from our inheritance by keeping us on the third dimensional level, stuck in the matrix, stuck in the box with ignorance. And we can't get to the high level where we should be at. We can't get to the divine level where we should be, where we should be living in the spirit realm, you know, in the spirit. So therefore, if a person allow the enemy to take their rights from them, then what do they have? You see what I'm saying? Because if the enemy take the rights from the person, the enemy is trying to take their soul. You know, the rights that our God gave to us, Father Yahweh, the enemy is trying to take those rights. Those rights is our inheritance. Those rights is our pathway to the kingdom of heaven. You see what I'm saying? So if anyone don't make it to the kingdom of heaven, that means the enemy took their soul and tried to put them in a soul trap. You know, so we come here to build up the kingdom of God. But understanding the foundation and understanding the strategic structure and how our Father worked, then that way we can proportion it right in order, you know, to be able to minister into those here little, there little, you know, because everybody got to start with milk, but then they gain the meat in the end, you know. And therefore, by understanding that, it's no rush. It's no rush with learning the kingdom of God, and it's no rush when you are ministering to others in the kingdom of God, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody learn at their own pace.